We delay our regularly scheduled programs to bring you a special broadcast from London. Come in, London. We take you now to London.
This is London. Fred Bates speaking. There were crowds in front of the House of Commons this afternoon. In long rows, they lined the outside railings, filling the sidewalk right to the curb. They were packed thick at the entrances. They were looking into cars. An interested crowd may be looking for surprises, but I don't think so. They knew just about as well as the members inside knew that the meeting would end with a declaration of war. As a matter of fact, it practically began with it. A declaration of war in answer to one already made after war itself had started. What they didn't know, I imagine, is that at 1 o'clock, 2 hours before this meeting of the House of Commons, the British government had already, through instructions to the British ambassador in Tokyo, and through communication to the Japanese embassy here, informed Japan that Britain was at war with her. There were cheers in the House when Mr. Churchill told them of this. But the House cheered often today, not wildly, certainly not exultantly, quietly, marking approval throughout the Prime Minister's speech of the way in which he told them what they'd come there to hear. There were hear-hears when he referred to the pledge he made to Great Britain that this country would declare war upon Japan immediately if the United States should become involved. It was perfectly clear, too, that they were glad to hear him say that he telephoned President Roosevelt last night, and that they together had arranged the timing of their respective declarations. And there was no doubt that the House welcomed his explanation of why Britain had decided, after all, not to wait for the declaration by Congress. There seemed no need to wait, he said, in view of the fact that Japan had herself declared war on Great Britain, prefacing that by an actual attack on British territory. In any case, American time was nearly 6 hours behind ours, said Mr. Churchill. And you felt that the House knew what he meant. And you knew that the government had realized that neither their own people here nor our people in the United States would want them to wait 1 minute longer than was necessary in circumstances like these. That, it seemed to me, was the dramatic kernel of the Prime Minister's historic statement. He was smiling, spoke for only a short time. He used none of those pungent, electrifying phrases called Churchillian. He often weaves, or rather takes a step forward and back, gestures sometimes with his hands in speaking. He didn't provoke. As a matter of fact, the whole meeting was over so quickly that one time fellow said to me, I dozed off for a minute. When I came to, another declaration of war had been made. The striking thing about the crowd in London today, the thing that struck Americans there, at outside the meeting of the House of Commons today, were the people whom you've seen and known around town for months suddenly appeared in naval uniforms, in military uniforms, in United States uniforms of whatever service they were in. That was the outstanding physical point which you couldn't miss all over this town today. I return you now to the National Broadcasting Company.
You have just heard Fred Bates speaking from London. Prime Minister Churchill will speak from London today at 3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time and will be heard over the combined networks of the National Broadcasting Company. President Roosevelt will make an important address to Congress and the nation at 12:30 Eastern Standard Time at a joint session of the House and Senate. NBC will switch to Washington at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time for a special broadcast over most of these stations before the President speaks. Mr. Roosevelt will be heard over the combined facilities of the National Broadcasting Company at approximately 12:30 Eastern Standard Time. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
Thank you. music of reminiscence. Again, Vienna beauty invites us to recall dreams and memories of days long gone, old friends and scenes we used to know. They all come back to us once more as familiar melodies are heard again.
From Washington. White House says 3,000 casualties in Hawaii. A flash from the White House. 3,000 casualties in Hawaii. Casualties on the Hawaiian island of Oahu in yesterday's Japanese air attack will amount to about 1,500 fatalities, the White House announced today. This bulletin came to you from the NBC newsroom in New York.
Playing the Entr'acte from Rosamunde by Schubert.